Hi everyone, welcome to Lola's Frugal Life. This is episode number 268 and this is my weekly meal plan episode. So please stick around for a few quick words from our sponsor and we'll get right into the show.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to my weekly meal plan episode. If you're new here, this episode is just really quick, and I just share what I have on my meal plan for my family for the upcoming week. I just figure maybe you can help someone out with getting motivated to do their meal plan or just kind of give you some ideas, or maybe you might think of something you haven't made in a while by hearing some of the things I'm making. My meal plan is not new recipes all the time. It's actually infrequently new recipes in the meal plan. I try and rotate my meals on a regular basis just to make things easier. I'm more concerned about having something decent to eat than trying out new recipes all the time, at least right now, because we do have a pretty busy life and schedule. So I try and keep meal planning really simple. And I think meal planning is really important because it saves you money and you don't waste food, or at least you waste much less food because you're only buying what you need to eat. And it also makes life easier because you don't have to always try and wonder what is, well, not try and wonder, but wonder what is for dinner tonight. So this meal plan comes out every Wednesday. The links to all of the recipes, like any recipes I mention in the podcast, are on in a blog post with links to the actual recipes if you're trying to, you know, if you want to make sure that you have the right one. So this week's meal plan starts on Saturday, January 15th. So for Saturday, we are doing Parmesan crusted pork chops, which is from allrecipes.com. This is really just a really quick, simple breaded pork chop, which is coated in egg and Parmesan cheese, and then you bake it in the oven. Now, what I did when I made these is after they were done, I actually put them on a separate baking sheet and just broiled them real quick because they didn't really come out super crispy for me in the baking dish, as it says to cook them. But just putting them under the broiler just for a really short time made a big difference, and they were really good. So as a side with that, we're doing quick veggie pasta, which is from budgetbites.com. It's budgetbites.com. And this is kind of like a good all-in-one side dish because it's got lots of vegetables and it's pasta. So I don't need to make more than one side dish that night. It'll be fine to go with the pork chops. For Sunday, I'm doing sausage and peppers for a dozen, which is from allrecipes.com. This recipe is intended to make sausage sandwiches, but I'm just making it to have like a meat dish, like just to eat the sausage and peppers on their own with the sauce, because I'm also making baked ziti, which is the recipe I'm using is called baked ziti 2, like the Roman numeral 2, and that's from allrecipes.com also. So I'm going to just make the baked ziti and then we'll just kind of have the sausage like on the side, but the sausage and peppers cooks in the crock pot. It's so easy. And it's one of those things I like to make on a Sunday sometimes because it could just be cooking all day and then I'll just throw together the baked ziti real quick and then that'll be it for dinner. For Monday, we're doing hamburgers. We do hamburgers every other Monday, so I don't really have a recipe for that. I just make hamburgers out of ground beef and cook them up. I'm also going to be making some Impossible Burgers for my one daughter who doesn't eat meat. As a side, I'm going to do oven fresh seasoned potato wedges, which is also from allrecipes.com. I'm not sponsored by them. I just wind up getting a lot of recipes from there. So that is just a really quick potato wedge recipe where you basically just take a potato and you cut it into wedges and you toss it, well, not a potato, several potatoes, and you toss it in a Ziploc bag with like Parmesan cheese and olive oil and seasonings, and then you bake them in the oven. And then we're also just going to do a can of vegetarian pork and beans on the side with that also. For Tuesday, we're doing sheet pan shrimp fajitas, which is from allrecipes.com. This is just like your basic shrimp fajita where you take raw shrimp, peppers and onions and fajita seasoning, and you bake it in the oven and then just serve it with like the flour tortillas and maybe some like salsa or sour cream, something like that. We always do like a Mexican theme on Tuesday, so that's what we're doing this week. For Wednesday, we are doing baked salmon, which I don't have a recipe for, but all I do is I take salmon fillets, I brush them with olive oil and season them with maple. It always slips my mind. I'm going to have to write it down somewhere. Oh, smokehouse maple seasoning. I always forget the name of that when I do the podcast when we're making the salmon. But I just brush the salmon fillets with olive oil and then sprinkle them with the smokehouse maple seasoning. It's one of the McCormick seasonings. And then I bake it at 450 degrees for like 12 minutes and it comes out perfect and it tastes so good. And then I'm just going to make some egg noodles on the side with that, with just like a little butter and salt. And then a bag of vegetables, whatever I happen to have in the freezer, like those steam fresh type vegetables I always keep on hand. So I could just pick one that goes good with that, probably like some type of a green vegetable to go with that meal. Thursday is the night I grocery shop, so I try and keep it really simple and quick. So we usually either do soup and grilled cheese sandwiches or breakfast for dinner. So this Thursday we're doing breakfast for dinner. So I'm doing turkey bacon in the oven, which is from brendid.com. It's really not so much a recipe, it's just how to cook the turkey bacon in the oven, which is my favorite way to cook it now because it's so much easier and quicker to clean up, and I don't have to stand there over a frying pan cooking it, you know, in batches. I'm also going to do some home fried potatoes in the air fryer. I just take some potatoes and cut them up, just dice them up with some peppers and onions and mix it together with a little bit of olive oil and salt and pepper and cook it in the air fryer until it's the right consistency. You could obviously just bake those in the oven also, and then I'm also going to do scrambled eggs with that. So Friday is the last meal on our meal plan, and we are going to do oven-baked chicken, which is from BettyCrocker.com. This is one of my favorite ways to bake bone-in chicken in the oven. I usually always use chicken thighs to make this. The skin just comes out so crispy and tastes really delicious, and the chicken's juicy. So we're doing that, and then I'm also going to do cheesy instant pot rice and vegetables. Again, this is one where the vegetables and rice are all together, so I'm only making the one side dish. That's from thesaltymarshmallow.com, and that's it. So that's the last meal for this week on the meal plan. I hope this was helpful to you in some way. Don't forget, you can always email me with any questions or suggestions at lolasfrugallife@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at lolasfrugallife. And as I mentioned earlier, the blog post for this meal plan, along with all my other topic-based episodes, which come out on Mondays, can be found on my website at lolasfrugallife.com. You can also join our private listeners group on Facebook at facebook.com/group/lolasfrugallife. And if you enjoy the show, please make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen from. And I would love it if you would screenshot the show and tag me on Instagram so I can see you're listening. Also, if you can please take a couple of seconds to rate and review the podcast, that would be really helpful to me. That is what helps the show grow by having it come up more frequently in search results. And also, there's a link to financially support the podcast if that's something that interests you. It's in the show notes. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a really awesome day. Today's episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. If there is something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals, BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional counseling done securely online. There is a broad range of expertise available, which may not be available to you locally. The service is available for clients worldwide. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses, plus you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room as with traditional therapy. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. Visit BetterHelp.com/Lola, that's Better, H-E-L-P, and join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Lola's Frugal Life listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/Lola.